Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is December 4, 2023. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and this is New Earth Support Team. We do this the first Monday of every month. Free public call. So glad you're here if you're a member. So glad you're here if you're not. And I will explain everything so that y'all know what we're up to. So basically what we do here is an event that supports the growing consciousness on Earth, the New Earth that Eckhart Tolle talks about. I help them move toward that. And you get plenty of benefit yourself as well. What we'll do is I'm sitting at a mesa, and let me just show you what that looks like with my little camera here, in case you can see that. So that's the front of my mesa, or the main mesa I'm sitting at. I've got all the stuff behind me too. And my room has all kinds of sacred images all around the walls. So I've tried to set it up as a good energetic space for what we do here at Awakening Plus. So after this little intro, what I'll be doing is calling the directions of the mesa. And I'll do that in a language called Quechua. Then I will call in a whole bunch of allies. And you may not recognize them all, but they're all of high vibration and benevolent intent. I've been doing spiritual stuff for over 45 years. I've gathered quite a crew of allies in that time. And they're all happy to help us out. Then once the allies are all present, we'll set up a safe, sacred container so that we have a good, safe, high vibration space to work in. Once that's done, I will invite you into embodied awakening. And it's a very simple 8-word invocation. You just say the words and relax, and your higher self merges with you to the greatest extent that serves your highest good. All kinds of great benefits are from that. And then once we're all primed and good to go, then we'll ask the allies to make use of us to help raise the vibration of the planet. And that's just pretty much how it works. So that's what we're up to. It'll take about an hour. And the thing I request when you do this is that you, to the best of your ability, give us your full attention, because we're all connecting to each other. We're all influencing each other. So even if you're on the recording as a member afterwards, and by the way, the recording is only available to Awakening Plus members, then we all are kind of affecting the entire field beyond time and space. So if you are here listening to my voice in whatever way, please be fully present and do your very best to just do only this, like you were right here in the room with me. And that way you'll have a better experience. Everyone will have a much better experience. Now, let's say something comes up partway through and you get distracted. It's okay to leave the call early. Just ask our beautiful ally, say, hey, just kind of ease me out of the field, would you? I got to go. And they'll be happy to do that. And you will not disrupt anything by doing that. So that's my request. All right. So I'll kind of fill you on everything else as we go. I'm going to assume that you are safe to close your eyes and do stuff. So I'll make that assumption now. Of course, if it's not safe to do that, please stay safe above all. So here we go. So I'm going to invite you to start by closing your eyes and just become aware of how your physical body feels. Just the overall feeling of it. And then if you have awareness of your energy body in and around you, what some people call prana or chi or life force, just feel that too if you can. And just feel how it's doing right now. So now you have a sense of how the physical and energetic bodies feel to the best of your ability, and that's your baseline. So just kind of feel that, take a somatic snapshot, and we may compare the way you're feeling right now a little bit later when we've done some energetic work. When I make funny noises like that or cough or whatever, that's just shaman stuff. Shamans are noisy sometimes. And when I start yawning like this, that's me shamanically moving energy. Doesn't necessarily mean I'm tired. Alrighty. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And as I call the directions and call the allies, like I said, I'll ask that you just feel what's happening. If you can't feel it energetically, just feel your breath come and go passively. But before I do that, I want to quickly thank everyone who's here on the live call, because I'm so grateful for each and every one of you contributing to our field. So welcome Alyssa, Angela, Apoorva, Arlene, Autumn, Bevy, Brandy. And we've also got Brian, Brittany, Chi. Welcome, Chi. That's a new name. Cindy, David, Deanna, Diana. Spelled differently, sounds similar. See if I can, it doesn't respond to my finger. I'm going to have to move it with the mouse. After Diana, we have Eric, Irene. Welcome, Irene. Looks like you're new too. Izzy, Jackie, James, another James, Janet, Jeannie, Jenny looks new as well. Casey, Kathy, Kimmy Darko. I hope I'm saying that right. That's new. Kirk, Colin, Kristen, Larissa, I think. Laura, Lauren, Laurie, Lisa, Lori, Marilyn. We've also got Marla and Martinez and Michelle, Nanda, Nicole, Noma, Paul, Paula, Roxanne, Sanmati, Sharon, Tina, Trisha, and Virika, and then several phone callers, as well as Ildiko and Roberta. Quite a few new names here who I don't recognize ever having been here before. So I'm so glad we've got so many new folks here. Thanks for showing up. All right. So just know you're all welcome, whether you're new or a multi-year veteran. So glad you're here. So you've touched into your physical body and your energy body. Now, you just relax and feel whatever you feel as I set up our container. Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wiracocha. Inti. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density or higher service to other consciousness. And higher self, please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call spirit songs higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Yeah. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad River and the Swannanoa River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our sacred container. See if you can feel the energy in and around you. Check in how your physical and energetic bodies feel compared to when we started. And now I'm going to invite you to do embodied awakening invocation. This is simply where you call your higher self to merge with you in your physical body, but only to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You cannot get overwhelmed doing any of my invocations. It's like your body is a car. Your ego is going to move to the passenger seat so your higher self can drive. If for any reason your ego doesn't like the way your higher self is driving, just like that, you're back behind the wheel. Higher self has already stepped out with no fuss, and you're back like you were. So there's no risk here. You can instantly reverse it if you don't care for it. But most people do like it because among the benefits of embodied awakening are there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much mentally, you know what to do more easily because you get better intuition. And there's also this full body euphoria. Good stuff. So let's give it a try if you're willing. So I'm going to invite you to say 8 words with me in a moment. Again, you're going to speak to your higher self as you say them. If you can't say them out loud, you need to think them. It'll still work. No problem. So let's give these 8 words to our higher self starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Relax. Now you got one job, and that's to be as passive as possible. This is a totally yin experience. Many of you are already feeling that beautiful energy coming in the top of your head and saturating your body, kind of like you're a sponge and it's just water soaking in. It's okay to let this in because this is your own higher self. This is you one level up. As it's coming in, here's what tends to work best. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just be passive, let it come on in on its own. If at some point you get distracted, you will at some point notice that. At that point, let the distraction remain in the background if it wants to. No problem. Don't fight it or resist it, which would only make it stronger. What you do then is you just relax back into feeling that energy coming in. If you can. If not, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. So choose energy awareness if you have it. Otherwise, passive breath awareness. No breath control of any kind. Just let it do what it wants. And the final nuance is if you want to discover what's the least effort needed to feel energy or breath, it's optimal to use the bare minimum effort needed to feel that. Any effort beyond that tends to slow things down. So I call this the minimum effort game. And I like to start it by dropping to no effort at all. So I invite you right now just to relax completely. This means you aren't even trying to feel energy or breath. You're just there. You're just existing. Try that now for a moment. Just exist. If at zero effort, you're feeling something anyway, energy or breath, without even trying, then zero effort is perfect for you. Stay there. If at zero effort, you've completely lost awareness of energy or breath, then add back barely enough effort to feel that. The less effort that gets the job done, the better. So if you're already at zero and it's working, just hang out there. If not, just play around for a minute, a little more, a little less effort. See if you can find that sweet spot of just barely enough energy to feel, I'm sorry, barely enough effort to feel energy or breath. I feel a lot of you beautiful folks going into embodied awakening. Yay. So how will you know when you get into embodied awakening? If you can say yes to the following four things, you're there. Here they are. No mental chatter. No challenging emotion. Peaceful and effortless. It just holds itself. So if you're in the state right now where there's no mental effort, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, you are absolutely in embodied awakening. Enjoy. The reason you can have this experience is because your higher self has in fact merged with you, and all the four qualities are the nature of the higher self. That's just how it always is. And if it's merged with you, then its energy is what your human experience is. Just that simple. Even if you just get partway to that, we'll take it. Any movement in that direction is wonderful. So if you're not quite in embodied awakening yet, just take a moment longer. Again, if zero effort is allowing you to feel energy or breath, stay at zero. Otherwise, use the least amount of effort to let you feel what's happening. We'll leave just a moment longer. Those of you in embodied awakening already, just hang out there, enjoy. Your presence there is helping everybody else get there. We all lift each other up without even trying. That feels really sweet right there. We have a lovely group field. If you want to take another second to just notice how you feel physically, energetically, I'm quite a bit more buzzed up. A lot more awake, feeling much more of my energy self now. Y'all are helping me out. Thank you. All righty, we are good to go. So I'm going to talk to our divine allies for a moment. Beautiful divine allies. We have come to serve the great global awakening. All 64 of us on Zoom and many more are participating via the recording. Beautiful allies, please make use of us in a way that serves highest good of all, including us. We have a sincere desire to help the Earth consciousness awaken and be more full of love and light. And in whatever way each of us can do that, in harmony with our own highest good, if it serves highest good for some of us to have a deeper awakening, as a surrogate for the collective so that others can awaken more easily, let that be so. If some of us are willing and able to process heavy energy for others that they cannot take care of for themselves, let that be so as well. Again, allies, we know that you will not give anyone an experience they can't handle. No one's going to get overwhelmed by too much bliss or too much challenge. Allies, please proceed. Thank you. It is our humble privilege to serve. Okay, now I'm talking to the humans again. The energy is coming in as you may be able to feel. So my invitation to you as a participant in this experience is to relax and be with whatever happens. Each one of us, live or even on the recording, is being observed by the beautiful divine allies and being of service in whatever way each of us is uniquely capable of. I invite each of us to be perfectly fine, whether at any given moment we are in a state of bliss or feeling challenging energy moving through our bodies. Either way, we are serving. And I can pretty well promise you, by the time we're done, whatever you experience, you're going to feel really good by then. So if you're in bliss, that's easy. Just relax and enjoy it. If challenging energy is being put through you, know that the allies will take care of everything. There is nothing you, the human, have to do except relax and feel the stuff move through you. I've been processing heavy energy for other folks for over 15 years. It's just something that happens. There's no suffering. You just notice heavy energy coming through. More of that stuff coming through to be processed. Business as usual. I feel some right now. So your job as the human is the supremely challenging task of doing nothing except feeling whatever's happening anyway. So I invite you to relax. And just to put it really clearly, any effort you expend beyond simple passive awareness will be totally counterproductive. These beautiful divine beings can do this healing and awakening stuff way better than the most capable human on the planet. They're just better at it. They're at a higher vibration. They've got juju that we humans could not even hope to have. So leave it to them. Relax. Know that the only beings here are beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. They know what they're doing. I've been working with these guys for many years. And they are as reliable as anything. So relax, trust, let them do their thing. And these events I sing when guided, and I'm getting a guidance now. It's a song I actually sing a lot at our events, and it's once again being called because it seems to be the appropriate one. So you relax as I sing. Again, it's not designed to be entertainment. This is not a performance. I want you to keep your focus on the energy in your body, but know the music is here to help that process. I'm going to get my guitar and tune up, and I'll be singing in a minute. In fact, I'll mute the mic while I tune up so that doesn't distract you.
Brother, you've got to bend down low, humble yourself. yourself in the sight of your brother. You've got to know what he knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. Sister, you've got to bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of your sister. You've got to know what she knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Suffering, you've got to bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of the suffering. You've got to know what they know, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. So gotta bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of the oneness. You've gotta know what it knows, and we lift each other up.
Just relax. You might feel a little bit more like energy now, a little bit more peaceful. Just relax into whatever your experience is, whether it's blissful or challenging. Know that whatever's happening to you, you're acting as a surrogate for many, many others on earth. Whatever's happening to you is being of great benefit to them. Yeah, my light body is getting pretty lit up. And by the way, if I describe my experience and it does not match yours, do not use effort to match what I'm describing, please. Just go with whatever's happening to you. Many people have unique custom experiences in our events, and that's perfect. If some heavy energy is moving through, like I'm shaking right now, if your body shakes or vibrates or trembles, that's fine. If you cry or make sound, that's fine. If you got a really big release happening, you need to get up and stomp your feet and flail your arms, that's fine. Let your body do what it needs to do if there's a release happening. And if your release is still and silent, that's fine too. Just let it be what it needs to be. So now I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy draining out my hands. When heavy energy releases, whether it's yours or you're processing on behalf of someone else, it usually comes in and drains out the hands or feet, goes down to Mother Earth. She takes care of that just fine. She loves doing that. All right, they're calling for some more music. Once again, I invite you to keep your attention mainly on your own experience. Again, this music is designed to move energy, not to entertain. So this is a more intense song, so it should stir things up a little bit. Ayahuasca mamman taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca mamman taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca sapi manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca sapi manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca chungosito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca chungosito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca cogollito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca cogollito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca lusorito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca lusorito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca cielosito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca cielosito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca chakrunera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca chakrunera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca tikunera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca tikunera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca munai taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca munai taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca mamman taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca mamman taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi pui ni miskinunu cuerpo chaita.
Ayahuasca sapi manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca sapi manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca shungosito manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca shungosito manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca cogollito manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca cogollito manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca lusorito manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca lusorito manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca cielosito manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca cielosito manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca chacrunera, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca chacrunera, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca ticunera, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca ticunera, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita. Ay chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca, ayahuasca, ayahuasca moon night, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca moon night, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy boy name, eskinun your cuerpo chaita.
I'm feeling quite a bit of heavy energy passing through pretty smoothly, actually. Looks like many of us are being of service and letting the stuff pass through. Again, this is being done on behalf of those who are carrying heavy energy and aren't quite capable of clearing it themselves. We're giving them a head start, so it will be easier for them to learn how to clear their own stuff later. As a reminder, your passivity is your best technique. Relax, let your higher self and these beautiful allies do everything for you and through you. I'm now feeling a rather intense energy throughout my body, like it's getting in there and stirring stuff up. So I'm being cleaned up, not only for my own benefit, but a lot of other folks on Earth are getting cleaned up too. We've got one more song for us.
Cielo, cielo, flor si
Feel the energy now. Take a moment to just feel where you're at. How does your body feel? How does your energy body feel? Do you feel more at this moment like a being of flesh or a being of energy? The Allah's given us one last moment here to really enjoy the degree to which you're experiencing yourself as a light body, as a luminous being. Again, whatever wonderful feeling you're getting from this is uplifting others on the planet, helping them more easily get there also. Helping us lift each other up. And now I'm feeling myself gradually coming more into my physical form. What the Allahs are now doing with us is bringing as much of this divine consciousness back as serves highest good to integrate into our physical experience. And you might feel like you're a sponge being saturated with beautiful water, and the water feels like euphoria. So some of us, it may feel like all this high vibration bliss is in the body itself. Some might feel some of it there and some in a big ball of light around us, a big aura. Either experience is fine or any other experience you're having with this beautiful feeling. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty solidly in my body now. But much more lit up, much more ecstatic, much more conscious of my divinity. We can only share a level of consciousness with the planet if we have it ourselves. So always our own healing and awakening, in my opinion, is priority one. It's from that constantly rising tide of greater awakening that we can serve others more effectively. Take one last moment to feel your energy before I close the mesa. We're right at the top of the hour. We're just about on schedule. And after I close, we'll open it up for feedback and questions and such. You're welcome to hang around for that, certainly. Thank you, allies. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kuiti, Thank you, beautiful allies. Thank you for letting us serve, support the Great Global Awakening. Thanks for the beautiful blessings you've given us in gratitude for our service. Super grateful for that. And before we close, let's serve even bigger. We've definitely supported the earth, but allies, we ask that this good medicine we've made now be broadcast out to every being in the entire universe whose highest good this energy will serve. Thank you. So we humans don't need to do anything. The allies are spreading it around because they know exactly where it goes. And we humans might notice a lovely feeling. Because as we're willing to share this, we get even more. See, the universe has an infinite supply of this good juju, and when you share it, it just makes more. When we share energy like this, we are not depleted, we are enhanced. And we get even more. See if you can feel that rising euphoria in your body. The allies need just a moment longer to spread the good juju. Okay, there it is. Thank you, allies. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, please stay with those who've been part of this event live or on the recording for as long as it serves our highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? Where would it serve highest good? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Okay, that formally closes the container. If you are not a member of Awakening Plus, you're invited to check it out. If you enjoyed what we did tonight, we do all kinds of other cool events. We got a bunch of them. We do 2 freebies a month, and there's usually 9 or 10 others that are members only, 2 to 4 events per week. And you can either do them live on Zoom, or you can do them in our archive. We've got over 600 events in there. Each one as powerful as the live event it was recorded from. And other cool stuff too. You can read all about it at awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. I invite you to check that out and see if that might be a good fit for you. Alrighty. Let's open it up for anyone who wants to give some feedback. If you got to go, feel free. You're also more than welcome to hang around. Unmuting is allowed, and I see there's a question in the chat already from Sara, it looks like. Hang on a second. Make sure I haven't missed one above her. She says, is the wisdom of mushrooms a gift from the mushroom spirits themselves, or have they been imbued by some other intelligence as a gift to humanity? Maybe both. I have definitely traveled beautifully on many mushroom ceremonies, and there is definitely, in my experience, a beautiful mushroom spirit. All the master plants have beautiful spirits. In fact, all the plants have spirits, but the master plants have especially potent spirits. And some people say the mushrooms came from the Pleiades and or another star system to assist us. That's entirely plausible as far as I'm concerned. So I think it might be both, actually. Brittany says, "That's funny, Sara." Wait, I'm losing my my stream here. Let me get this where I can see the words. Bear with me. For some reason, I'm not scrolling. Let me see what's going on. Oh, I see. I needed to get the scroll bar available so I can see what people are typing here. Here we go. And that was the first question. Got some thank yous from Lorian Martinez. Izzy said, "Thank you, Benjamin. Lovely as always." Brittany says, "That's funny, Sarah asked that because I saw so many strange images and animations this time as if I'd used a psychoactive." Yeah, that can happen here. We do the kind of experience here that might normally be experienced with plant spirit work. Jenny says, "Thank you for your energies and thank you, Benjamin, for the high vibe tunes. Very healing." Thanks, Jenny. Stefan says, "Came a bit late, but it was refreshing energy. Been sick with corona and mental issues. This was a good relief." Thanks, Stefan. Diana says, "So very peaceful. Thank you, Benjamin, and all participants." San Mati says, "Thank you. Beautiful event." Trisha says, "Oh my goodness, Benjamin. Oh my goodness, Benjamin. I needed this so much. Thank you, the humans and the allies. Things have been so challenging lately, but I now feel joy, peace, and light. Thank you all. Blessings." Darla said, "Awesome." Brandy says, "Thank you, Benjamin and everyone. What a gift. Beautiful energy tonight. Happy holidays to everyone." Trisha said, "So amazing and lovely. And now I'm caught up on the chat, except Apurva just said, beautiful. Lots of heavy energy passed through. It feels ecstatic." Alyssa says, "I saw Rosalind Carter's face looking up. She looked angelic. Wow. I know she recently passed. And what a beautiful spirit she was." Lots of great feedback, folks. So grateful. Trisha says, "I think this is a best of." Thank you. And if anyone wants to actually talk, you can just unmute yourself. If you're on Zoom, just hit that little mic icon and take the slash off it and talk. And if you're on the phone, it's a star six to mute and unmute. Lori says, "Thank you. What a birthday gift to start my next year." Cool. Thanks, Lori. Trisha, hi.
Hi. Oh my goodness. I'm just so incredibly blissed out. And this last week has just been insanely challenging.
Very.
Just crazy stuff. The
Uh-huh.
plumbing goes out and I get sick, just crazy.
Oh my
And
gosh.
then to be able to, oh, I feel just crazy. And everyone I know is freaking out. And oh, I feel fabulous. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
We're humans. We're spiritual beings having a human experience,
Yep.
and to be able to live in that spiritual place is, thank you. No,
Oh,
words fail me. Thank you.
my pleasure. Thanks for hanging around, Trisha. See, Bevy said, "Thank you, Benjamin. After shaking off some heavy energy, feel so light and blissful. Much love." Thanks, Bevy. I'm so glad you had a good experience. Ooh, the allies just bumped up the energy a little bit. They took up the bliss factor. I don't know if y'all can feel that, but I certainly can. Thanks, allies. We dismiss them and they still hang around. It's great. Trisha says, "Joy, joy, joy." Anybody else have anything they want to share? Question, comment, anything at all? So I see Margaret and Sarah have both raised their hand. Oh, Margaret's unmuted. Hi, Margaret.
Oh, there we go. Hi.
Hey.
I loved the second song because I could feel the energy moving through and clearing things out. And I'm curious what you were saying because I, what was the language? It was with the
Okay.
shake.
Yeah. Let me get the lyrics here.
I guess it doesn't matter ultimately because I could feel it working, but my human mind is curious.
The song is called Takimuki, Taquimuyki, and I think it's in a combination of Spanish and Quechua. And the translation is, Mother Ayahuasca, I sing to you, always crystal clear is your medicine that leaves my body sweeter. And then there's a different word substituted at the beginning, and with different verses you're singing, healer, first blossom of ayahuasca, roots of ayahuasca, heart of ayahuasca, flowers of ayahuasca, ayahuasca of the stars, celestial ayahuasca, chacruna, sister spirits, ayahuasca of the tribe, and love.
Oh, so beautiful.
It is. It's a great song.
And the way you hold the energy and carry it through is amazing. You're a
Oh,
blessing. Thank you.
thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so glad you showed up. Thanks.
Yeah.
You helped lift us up. All right. I see that Darla has unmuted. Darla, did you want to share something?
I had a lot of energy moving around my back, and I feel very blessed that so much is left. And I always think the words thank you are you guys are incredible. It's such a gift.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for showing up and bringing your sweet energy into the mix. Thank you, Darla. Looks like Sarah has her hand raised. Sarah, would you like to speak?
Yes, I would just like to say, I was just telling my partner, it was really his mushroom question, which he was just, I don't know, very interested to have answer. And I said, you were the one to answer the questions. Thank you for
You're
that.
welcome.
I've said it before, but you know, you are like a pond of serenity that we have been blessed to come and sit by the shore of and dangle our feet in the perfect temperature water. And when I've needed this kind of calm, I come to you. And so I thank you for that so much, because especially with what's going on with my children, and they're cooking now 24,000 meals for displaced people in Israel and everything else, that it's been such a fraught, overwrought time when my sister and a friend keep sending me things to read, and it's like, no, I'm not looking at the news. Leave me alone. I know what I need to know from my kids in Tel Aviv, cooking all these meals and befriending all these people who don't know where to go. And I much need the state of grace that you create. And it is a great help to me.
Well, thanks.
Just wanted to thank you for that.
And I'll just give one slight correction. I don't create this. We all co-create.
That you facilitate our calling in.
All right, that I'll accept. But we all do it together, and these beautiful allies do a bunch too. So it's a group thing. And I just am very fortunate that so many beautiful souls show up and help me co-create this thing. Thank you. And let's see, Stefan typed, how could I get allies to stay with me through the night to help with symptoms? I've been quite sick. Just ask them. These allies are always welcome to help us out. They're always happy to do it. Yeah, just and say, allies, stay with me through the night and help me out. I promise you they'll be there. Brittany said, yes, the second song really moved things for me too. Good. Trisha liked the song as well. Viorica said, I am still floating in the clouds, pure bliss. Roxanne says, Benjamin, I couldn't stay awake during most of the session. Wasn't especially tired. Is that usual? I've had many people talk about falling asleep during all or part of the sessions. And, there's possibilities it could be just you're tired, you need to sleep. It could be that simple. But a lot of times we get what's called spiritual anesthesia, where there's an intense experience happening and the ego just can't handle it. So they need to give you the cleansing anyway. So they literally put you to sleep. They do the energetic thing and clear you out. And then when they're done, they wake you back up. I've had that happen many times in my own process. So I think that's usually what happens when people fall asleep. They're part of them is just going either that or they're being taken to a higher vibration that their human self just can't stay conscious in. So part of them is there. The spiritual part is awake there, but the human is still snoring away. And you just keep going, and eventually you'll start be able to hold consciousness at those higher levels. So those are the three most likely suspects. Either you just need to sleep because you're tired, another is that the healing is too intense to be conscious for, or you're being taken to a level that your human self just isn't quite ready to stay conscious in yet. I just say just keep repeating, and you'll stay more and more conscious over time. Arlene said, "Me too, just coming around now." Trisha says, "Benjamin is an awesome tour guide." Thanks, Trisha. Faye says, "So hard to come back. Thank you for creating the groups each week." My pleasure. Yeah, one reason there's so many events in Awakening Plus is because I love them. These are like my highlights of the week. All right. Anyone else have a question or comment before we wrap it up? Last call. Okay. Big gratitude to each and every one of you. I really appreciate y'all showing up and helping co-create our service to the planet. And for Awakening Plus members, there's three more events this week. So again, if you haven't checked it out, awakeningplus.com. You can try it for a month for a dollar, and if you don't like it, just call it quits. No big deal, no obligation. So I hope you'll check it out if you find it interesting. All right, folks, that's it. Thanks so much for everybody, and I wish you all a blessed night and a wonderful everything. Bye for now.